May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble been dogging my soul since the day I was born. Thus goes the opening verse of the song playing in the background of one of my favorite commercials. Our hero is a lovable mutt who has a real problem. He has a prize bone, and he doesn't know where to hide it. He tries several places in the house to no avail. As he is burying his bone outside, a cat walks by, and the second verse of the song kicks in. Worry, worry, worry. Worry just will not seem to leave my mind alone. Upstairs from his bedroom window, he watches the mound of dirt guarding his bone. He continues to worry. Finally digs up his bone and is next seen at the bus stop. Later, the camera follows him up the steps to his bank, where he places his bone in a safety deposit box. He goes home, but can't sleep. The music and the words, worry, worry, worry. Sometimes I swear it feels like this worry is my only friend, float in the background. Our dog tosses and turns in his bed and dreams of the cat and an empty safety deposit box. He goes back to the bank, gets his bone, and runs home. Let's freeze the commercial. How many of you have never worried once in your life? What, no hands? At some level, we all identify with our pup and his bone. We all worry, some more than others, but we all worry. We worry about our health and safety, our family, our friends, our job, money. The list goes on and on. Still, Jesus tells us today, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. This passage is taken from the Sermon on the Mount, which we started exploring a few weeks ago from this pulpit. Last week, Paula told us that Jesus seems to ask us to do things that go beyond our human nature. But it is our human nature to worry. Yet Jesus calls us to not worry. When I am told not to worry, my first impulse often is to worry. When I was in high school, I distinctly remember a sermon given by my Methodist minister, Wayne DeHart, on this very passage. He said, we all worry. Is it necessary to worry? No. Will our worrying change anything? No. He then broke it down statistically and said right off the bat, well over 90% of the things we worry about never come about. He then broke it down even more and concluded that maybe, just maybe, 1% might meet the threshold of legitimate worry items. Still, Jesus says, do not worry. Why? First off, it is bad for our health. As we saw with our mutt, worry prevents us from getting the sleep and rest we need. Worry brings on increased anxiety. Worry also affects those around us. For instance, when our minds are elsewhere and we are not focused, do we actually hear what our spouse or child or friend just said to us? Worry prevents us from living in the present. For example, did we miss a glorious sunrise, or calming sunset, or amazing sight or sound because of being distracted. I remember my wife, Suzanne, asking me if I had seen the beautiful bird that had just flown by. What bird? What else did I miss? Each day, I try to do my best to be in the moment, to focus on each person around me, and to enjoy God's world. Now, I get really excited when I see a red-tailed hawk or the hummingbirds visit our yard. Frankie is my favorite. Yes, we name our birds. Also, by not being in the present, I may miss the opportunity to receive or share a smile with another person. Think of the times we've all been touched by the smile or laugh or knowing look of others, especially from strangers. Our smiles can also feed and calm others. Jesus lived in the moment. Each person had his undivided attention. He wasn't thinking about what he was going to say while they spoke or worrying about something entirely different. He was locked in on each person he encountered. Worry often prevents us from acting or from doing what we need to do today. Did we choose not to go into work because we worried about tackling a certain situation? Did we decide not to go somewhere because we were worried we might bump into someone we didn't want to see? Worry shouldn't prevent us from taking part in life. In his sermon years ago, Pastor DeHart said that if Mary Magdalene and the other Mary had worried about the sealed stone and the guards in front of Jesus' tomb, they might not have gone that Easter morning. It has often been said that one of the keys to life is showing up. I think there's something to that. Show up, be involved, and live each day. It's important to understand that Christ did not just leave his instructions at do not worry. He acknowledged that God knows we all have needs, especially the basics, food, clothing, and shelter. I love Christ's personal description of how God has taken care of the birds of the air, the lilies of the field, and the grasses. Even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. These comments came directly from Jesus' daily observations of all around him in the world, this world that we live in today. I want that clarity, that peace of the moment without worry that Jesus has. Tell me more. How do we get there? Now, here's the key. Jesus says, strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. It's not that we should do this first and then do something else. It is our first priority at all times. How do we strive for the kingdom of God? The answer to this question is found in Jesus and in the way he lived his life. Dallas Willard, in his book, The Spirit of the Disciplines, said that we can become like Christ by doing one thing, by following him. If we have faith in Christ, we must believe that he knew how to live. We can, through faith and grace, become like Christ. Our faith is nourished by practicing the types of activities Jesus engaged in, such as solitude and silence, prayer and meditation upon God's word and God's ways, and service to others. To me, the heart of following Christ starts with a true confidence rooted in God's gifts of faith and grace. The first time I experienced the idea of faith was when I was 7 or so, and I was very worried about death. I asked my mom how we truly knew that there was life after death and that we would go to heaven. I will never forget the look on mom's face when she stopped cooking and turned to me with a big, reassuring smile and simply said, "You have to believe with faith in your heart." Her words and smile that day have stayed with me my whole life. We strive for the kingdom of God through faith. The first time my daughter Katie experienced the idea of faith occurred when she was about 4 years old and my son Will was about 7. We were on a car trip, and all of a sudden Katie announced, "I don't believe in God." Before Suzanne or I could figure out the right words to say, Will spoke up with incredible confidence and assuredness and asked, "Katie, do you know how many hairs are on your head? Do you know how many grains of sand there are on the beach? Of course not, but God does." "Okay, I believe," was Katie's only response. But that's not the end of the story. This past Tuesday, almost 20 years later, Katie called from Europe and asked how my sermon was coming. I told her I was planning on using the story about her not believing in God and asked if she remembered it. She literally smiled over the phone and said that not only did she clearly remember it, but that she has lived by faith ever since that day. Yes, we strive confidently for the kingdom of God through faith. We are called not to worry so we can focus on God's kingdom today. If we truly do that, we won't worry. Christ also tells us in the last verse of today's gospel not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Christ knows that we all have concerns each day and challenges down the road. After all, Jesus lived his life knowing the possibility that the cross awaited him. He wants us to deal responsibly with the issues that face us each day. Don't miss today. By following Christ through faith and following how he lived and approached each day, we have the life tools we need. We just need to focus one day at a time and through Christ, not worry. Now back to our commercial. The last time we checked, our mutt was leaving the bank with his bone. The next scene shows our hero playing with a ball in his backyard without a care in the world. His bone is nowhere in sight. The camera shifts inside, and there's his bone in his dog bowl with the insurance company's umbrella hanging over it. All of a sudden, the voiceover says, "When it comes to things you care about, leave nothing to chance." In today's gospel, Jesus didn't leave anything to chance. He tells us not to worry and to trust that God knows our needs and will take care of us. As Jesus says, "Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you."